Welcome to Insurance Claims Innovation. I am Chris Tidball, Executive Claims Consultant with Second Look, where we routinely find our insurance clients millions of dollars. On our podcast, we showcase others in the insurance claims arena who are using cutting-edge technology to gain a competitive advantage. We believe that all of our guests have a unique message that can positively impact the world. Stick around to the end of the show and we will reveal how you can be our next guest in 15 to 20 minutes. Welcome to Insurance Claims Innovation. Today we have Karen Siebert, Director of Carrier Engagement with Gallagher Bassett. Welcome, Karen.
Good morning, Chris.
So good to see you. Thank you for joining us. You've been in the industry a long time, and we've known each other for many years, and you've had, you know, a tremendous number of accomplishments. Tell us a little bit about your journey into this space. How did you ever get into insurance?
Chris, I am a failure. I wanted to be a veterinarian growing up, and I kept passing out during lab class. At that point, I realized being a veterinarian was not going to happen. So I had a conversation with my dad, and I said, "What do you think?" And he said, "Well, you got a big mouth. Why don't you become a politician or a lawyer?" Okay. And so I tried politics for a little while, but I ended up going into the legal profession.
Okay.
That's how I actually ended up in claims. I started out as outside counsel.
Okay.
And then I went in-house as an assistant general counsel. And so one thing led to another, and I was dealing more and more with the claim professionals at the carrier that I was working for,
right,
and eventually became a chief claim officer. So it's one of those things that it was never my intention to get into claims,
right?
And yet here I am almost 40 years later, still going strong.
It's crazy. You know, I remember in college, I had a professor who said, never get into banking or insurance. You'll never make any money.
Right. You sit next to somebody on an airplane and they say, what are you doing for a living?
Right.
You say insurance and they're like, oh, they're going to put their headphones on.
Yeah.
And yet we're the backbone of the country. When you think about all the things that have gone on in the history, including 9/11, right? Including the bridge that just collapsed a few, you know, days ago. And right away, everyone's like, okay, where's the insurance? Who's covering it?
And that's going to be a fascinating one. That is with the levels of insurance in there, some of the cargo exclusions. I mean, it's that's going to be one that's going to be going on for a long time. I mean, that's going to be one that, you know, for example, my son just got into claims. I mean, he's going to be 20 years into the industry and stuff's still going to be sorted out. I mean, it's crazy how long stuff like that can last.
Exactly. And you think about people who say, well, how did that happen and how do we prevent it? And how many other bridges will be reviewed right now to be proactive and have to shore them up? And is that going to be covered? If they don't and something happens, will they have liability because they should have changed it? It's going to open up a whole interesting can of worms.
That is
for sure.
Yeah. I mean, if you think about the decaying infrastructure in our country, coast to coast, and, you know, something like this happens, it's a wake up call. But I mean, imagine the, you know, thousands, tens of thousands of just bridges that are out there. You know, speaking of old, our generation of adjusters, right, claims leaders, we're getting old, right? I mean, we're retiring in droves. I think they say that claims adjusters are the fastest growing retirement group of professionals in the country. So we need new blood. We need people coming into the industry. Why should people consider a career in insurance?
When you think about, as you said, how many people are retiring,
right?
But you think about the insurance industry itself. I teach at Cal State Fullerton.
Okay.
Right? I volunteer there. Yes. And I talk to the students about, congratulations for just making it here today. It means that, you know, you didn't need to use your health insurance today.
Right.
You didn't need to use your car insurance because you didn't get into an accident on the way over. Your pets are good. Your vision's good, right? You spend 20% of your income on something you hope you never need to use.
Right.
Never need to
use. Very good point.
Right?
Yeah.
Boats, motorcycles, health insurance, dental, vision, everything.
Right.
Then you get into the commercial side of things, workers' compensation, professional liability, construction defect, all those different lines for something you hope you never need to utilize. And then when you do, we're there.
Right.
So 80% of the people who are going to be at this conference are picking up the phone and being yelled at by somebody for something they didn't cause.
Right? Very true. Yeah.
We're trying to get them back to where they were before, whatever the incident accident was. We need to get more people in. We also need to up our game with regard to diversity and inclusion.
Yep.
Because when you think about those people who are retiring, it's a different population. It's a different right. demographic. And now the buyers of insurance, the claimants who are there, the injured workers who are serving, are all from a very diverse background. And we as an insurance industry need to reflect that diverse background.
Absolutely.
So, you know, we were talking about young people at Gallagher Bassett. We now have a program. It's an HBCU recruiting program. It's called Into GB.
Oh, great.
And so we're having interns from historically Black colleges and universities come through Chicago, spend, you know, their summer with us,
right.
and then hopefully decide to come, you know, work for GB. Gallagher itself owns several different companies, and we probably have about 350 interns throughout the country who spend their summers with us.
Wow.
And then convert them, we hope, into full-time employees.
Yeah, I mean, that's a great initiative. And it would be nice to see, you know, other companies doing, you know, something similar. I mean, it is, you know, it's a great profession. It's funny, I have, you know, three boys of my own, and the youngest one got into claims. I mean, just out of the blue, works for Liberty Mutual. And he started out, you know, "Dad, I really hate this. I really hate this. People yell at me all day long."
Right.
But now he's getting it, right? He's starting to understand that I'm making a difference in people's lives. They wreck their car and I fix their car and they're happy. It's like, yeah, I mean, if you do the right thing on claims, which we all should do, you're making, you know, people happier. You're going to get positive NPS scores. You're going to have greater policyholder retention. So one of the things that you know, has always fascinated me about you is your wealth of knowledge. There is probably nobody in the industry that knows more about insurance
than you.
Appreciate
that.
And you are being bestowed an amazing award, Lifetime Achievement Award, here at the Claims and Litigation Management. Tell us a little bit about that. And I'm sure it's a great honor, but, you know, just tell us how you got there and what it means to you.
When Ronna called and she told me that I was being selected, or I had been selected for this award, I said, no, I'm not old enough to get that award yet. And number two, I'm not retiring. So, but we had a good conversation about the fact that whether it was as a general counsel being involved, right? I was the CEO for a small third party administrator.
Right.
I've been a general chief claim officer at Gallagher Bassett, doing the carrier engagement, being involved with our carrier practice, which is totally focused on insurance carriers, partnering with them.
Yeah.
You know, instead of thinking about, oh, we're going to outsource and we're going to all lose our jobs, it's like, no, we're going to partner source. If you want to grow faster, how can we help you grow faster? If you want to go into a new line of business, but you don't know where the policies will sell first, how can we help you do that? So I've been in all those different seats, and that's really the community that CLM serves.
Right.
So having the different vantage points from having been in the different roles, I think I bring something unique, you know, to the table.
Absolutely. And
that's one of the reasons, you know, why they ended up selecting me. The other reason is that they know that from my perspective, I say we're all ducks.
Okay.
You know, and people are like, what are you talking about? And my expression for many years has been, look, we need to be calm, cool, and collected. Everyone else is yelling at you. Everyone else, they want, like you said, they want their car back.
Right.
They want the house repaired. They have a flood going on. Their business is shut down, business interruption happening. There's construction defect alleged, and the whole community is like got neighboritis now, or COVID happens, right?
Yeah.
And now you've got business interruption, and you've got hotel delays, and all the different things that we see every single day. We need to be calm, cool, collected, ducks, smooth on the surface, even though they're paddling like crazy underneath,
right?
Handling multiple claims, right? Our law firm partners, they're handling multiple files for us, the investigation companies, subrogation companies, everybody's got all these different things they're working on.
Right.
And yet we're the factor that's out there that's got to keep everything in place and diffuse negative situations, keep things from being heated. They're very emotional sometimes. And for us, we need to treat every single one of those claimants or injured workers, policyholders, as if they're the only thing on our minds right now. Even though we may have 110 files,
Okay,
they are the only things that count at that point in time.
Absolutely.
So I think that is part of the secret to my success, is to let things roll off your back right? Don't let your feathers get ruffled. All the things that you think of when you see those ducks going across the surface.
I love the duck analogy. And it is an absolute pleasure to consider you as a friend and a colleague. And I wish you the best, you know, with your award and your future, and look forward to continuing to work with you. And thank you so much for joining us today.
Yeah, thanks for having us. Thanks for having me. Thanks for having me. And look forward to next year. We'll be in
Absolutely.
Dallas, Texas. So that should be a lot of fun.
And hopefully we can do this again.
That would be great.
Great.
All right.
Thank
Thanks,
you.
Chris.
All right. Hey, take care.
Thank you for listening to Insurance Claims Innovation. Are you interested in being a guest on our show? We would love to have you. Visit us at go.secondlook.net/podcast-guest. Please share Insurance Claims Innovation with others on social media and provide rave reviews about our guests. The goal of Insurance Claims Innovation is to showcase others in the insurance claims arena who are using cutting-edge technology to gain a competitive advantage. Follow us at Insurance Claims Innovation and subscribe to our podcast. You can also follow us on LinkedIn at Second Look, Inc. Interested in learning more? Stop by our website at www.secondlook.net. Again, thank you for joining us today. My name is Chris Tidball, and I hope you found this to be time well spent.